All three of the counted rivers in the Nooshiegak District have reached their escapement goals. Another 16.2 thousand sockeye were counted as escapement to the Nooshiegak River to push the total to over 835.4 thousand. That's approaching the upper end of the new escapement goal, which is 840,000 fish. Saturday's escapement count for the Agushik River was 14.1 thousand. That pushes the season total to 268.3 thousand fish. That's approaching the upper end of the goal, which is 300,000 sockeye. Saturday's count to the Wood River was 23.1 thousand, and there were another 3.9 thousand sockeye counted through 6 a.m. Sunday morning. That pushes total escapement to the Wood River up to 1.06 million. The escapement goal for the Wood River is 700,000 to 1.5 million. That puts the midpoint at 1.1 million. Once that midpoint is reached, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game can waive the transfer restriction into the Nooshiegak District. Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the district.
We would probably waive it. You know, we had 23,000 escapement yesterday, so it probably won't happen tomorrow. It'll probably be the next day. If it slows down, it could be even the day after that. You know, it's we want to get that 1.1 million up there before we waive it. We're not going to do it before then.
Commercial fishermen in the Nooshiegak District hauled in another 107,000 sockeye on Saturday to push the season total up to 2.8 million. That, coupled with the escapement numbers, puts the total run to the Nooshiegak District at just over 5 million. That's pretty close to the preseason forecast of 5.2 million fish. The preseason forecast anticipated that the harvest in the Nooshiegak District could be 3.1 million, and by the time it's all said and done, the harvest will likely be somewhere close. Fish and Game confirms that on Saturday, there were on average 286 sockeye per drift delivery in the Nooshiegak District. By all accounts, this year's run to Bristol Bay, and especially the Nooshiegak District, was extremely early. The University of Washington's Fisheries Research Institute puts the run about 8 days early, and Sand says that's about right for the Nooshiegak.
That's exactly what my guys have been telling me for the Nooshiegak, is that the Nooshiegak was 8 days early, so that means that today's really the 15th of July.
Since the peak of the run is obviously come and gone in the district, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has liberalized subsistence fishing around Dillingham. Again, Fish and Game's Tim Sands.
It is wide open now. There's no restriction for the three-day-per-week schedule, and that's because, you know, we feel like it's really more like the 15th of July run-wise, and we're not concerned about people being slammed if they leave their nets out. So that's kind of we want to provide opportunity for people who might not have got all the fish they needed.
The dwindling sockeye run to all of the big effort districts in Bristol Bay has resulted in a lot of interest in the sockeye run to the Togiak District, which normally times out a little later than the other sockeye runs in the bay. Matt Jones is the assistant area management biologist for both the Nooshiegak and Togiak districts.
For starters, you know, we're short on information that other districts have in Bristol Bay in terms of early indicators of run timing, namely the Port Molar test fishery, is where all these other districts get their idea that, you know, we're early or late. Are kind of two indicators of what's going on over in Togiak are the commercial success in the commercial fishery, and then also what goes by our counting towers up on Togiak Lake. And so we just started counting on July 3rd, and we did have right out of the gates strong escapement for those first 3 days of the tower's operation. And that put us ahead of the game by a few days from, you know, what's expected, what history tells us is expected. You know, it's not enough information really to make some conclusions about if the run's early in my mind. But maybe, you know, in another week we'll have a better idea, maybe if we're early. But every year can be a little bit different in terms of when we get that escapement on Togiak, and maybe it's always a trickier one to gauge run timing. But as of now, I'd say there's a chance we're early.
On Saturday, another 1.4 thousand sockeye were counted as escapement to the Togiak River to push the season total to 16.2 thousand fish. The escapement goal for the Togiak River is 150,000. The Togiak District is treated differently than the other commercial fishing districts in Bristol Bay, with some additional restrictions. Permit holders who've already fished their permit this season in another district can't transfer into the Togiak District until July 27th. Tim Sands is also the area management biologist for the Togiak District.
If you're a permit holder, you can't transfer your permit over there. If you have a permit that hasn't fished, then that permit can fish over there. And if you're going to take it on a vessel that's fished somewhere else, then the vessel has to fill out a transfer form and wait 48 hours.
The other restriction placed on the Togiak District is that once a permit is registered in the district, it can't be transferred out of the district until July 27th. Fish and Game's Matt Jones stresses that fishermen that find a way into the Togiak District before or after July 27th should take into consideration who they'll sell their catch to.
For those who might be thinking about going over there, they should definitely be aware that market is very limited over there, and before they think about transferring, definitely before they do any paperwork, they better be sure they have a market over there if they want to go over to Togiak and fish.
Fishermen should note that at last December's Board of Fisheries meeting focused on Bristol Bay, the board approved a change to the regulations, which eliminates the ability for D-boats to fish in the Togiak District. Jones confirms the Board of Fish also approved another change in the district.
And also, some folks aren't aware also that there was a change in the drift boundary near the Togiak River, only for drift gillnet fishing only, and that boundary prior to July 16th, the boundary for drift fishing was moved out a little bit from the Togiak River. Those coordinates are in regulation now, and folks should definitely be aware of that. And there's also an illustrated map with coordinates on our website.
Saturday's commercial harvest in the Togiak District was 18,000 sockeye to push the season total to 108,400. Jones says the sockeye run normally starts gaining some strength around this time in July.
Typically, these first 2 weeks in July, we see the catch definitely ramp up, particularly in the kind of the second, third weeks in July. But the first week in July is usually a little bit better than it was this time around. And from what we've heard, there was some bad weather earlier in this past week that slowed things down and prevented some folks from fishing. There was also a funeral going on over in Togiak, and that can kind of take a lot of the community away from commercial fishing. So the combination of those factors led to a little less than average fishing for this first week in July. But coming up here this second week in July is also the second week of this peak fishing schedule that runs through the first 2 weeks in July. Yeah, as I mentioned, it's usually, you know, the second and third weeks of July are the historic peak for that whole sockeye fishery. So we're optimistic there'll be a lot of people out there and having success this week.
Currently, there are 59 drift permits and vessels registered to fish in the Togiak District. That's expected to increase up to 61 permits and vessels in 48 hours. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.